My story starts in 2022, where I got a chance to pursue a scholarship for a master's degree in international development, social justice, and sustainability at University of Bath. I was a very good student. I got a first-class degree in business administration for my undergraduate. And for my master's, I had to do international development. I'm passionate about working for nonprofit, for charity, in giving back to the community, and being an LGBT rights activist from Uganda. I've always been part of the revolutionaries of people that are making change. My life changed immediately when I got here because in my country, I lived in fear. I couldn't be myself because I'm also transgender. I became the first ever Miss Trans Global contestant representing my country. People had never seen transgender people compete in beauty pageants, but I'm a beauty queen. On the one side, it made history in putting me out there. On the other side, it was one of the reasons as to why I could not go back as well, because my name had been put in tabloids. Everything was all out there, and going back was a risk. And the only way to stay here was to claim asylum. That's how I had to start life. And you have this sort of thing of searching or soul searching. Is there anyone just like me? One thing that I always had is I'd always look out my window. I'm like, I think I want to move to a bigger city, to a bigger place. That's how I ended up in London. I signed up for a modeling agency, castings, photo shoots. I did everything. But the one of the limiting factors that I had was I was restricted in terms of working. So I kind of had to wade through the process and also the decision for me if I could legally stay here. And that was 2023. That's when I moved to London in January. So from January 2023 until December 2023, I waited for the UK government to make a decision on whether I could remain in this country. Now, life as a refugee with, you know, the right to remain here, it's good. At some point, you have to assimilate. You have to now move on beyond your past. And I have been able to do that in continuing with the work of advocating for rights for people. And I was at the United Nations in March at the Commission on the Status of Women, speaking about rights of trans women at the United Nations, which is a big, big, big thing. And I'm continuing to transcend in more spaces and sharing my story.